The city of Bloomington is dropping their proposed moratorium on new addictions treatment facilities within the city limits. The proposed ban on new addictions treatment facilities was announced by Mayor John Hamilton's office last week. The proposal was supposed to be put on the Bloomington City Council's agenda this week. Council member Isabel Piedmont-Smith was one supporter of the proposed ban on new addictions treatment developments.
It was really in reaction to what we had read about kind of usurious, unscrupulous practices of addiction treatment centers in other communities. In South Florida, in California, Arizona, a lot of places, these centers were springing up and were really taking advantage of people who needed addiction treatment. Just the sheer numbers of them were having a negative impact on the neighborhoods where they were gathered or where they were setting up shop. So that's why we thought, okay, wait a minute, we need some time to get a handle on this situation.
Piedmont-Smith says she and Councilmember Dorothy Granger changed their support for the proposed ban on addiction treatment centers after speaking to local experts.
This service of especially medically assisted treatment is desperately needed by people in our community, and there are wait lists for these services. And it's really a kind of a life-saving option for many people. And so since most of the facilities that have opened recently are medically assisted treatment, we decided just to scrap the moratorium idea for now and just continue working really hard to figure out if we need to institute new zoning or other local regulations of such facilities.
In a press release on Friday, City of Bloomington Public Engagement Director wrote, quote, "We consider a short-term moratorium as a possible tool to give us time to fully explore the issues, but have determined it may not be the best approach at the present time. We will continue to learn from experts in best practices in this area and work to apply those practices here in Bloomington," unquote.